Hello, folks. Here for another February boo. I'm recording on the 13th, but don't tell anyone, this is actually for the 12th. I got a little carried away with things on the 12th, and lo and behold, midnight came and went, and I said, oh my goodness, I haven't done anything, and I'm too tired now. But I will talk about yesterday. I ended up being contacted by someone wanting a little information on an inexpensive microphone, and this would be used for just speaking and reading and things like that. And so I did some research and found some microphones that I thought might do the trick well enough. And later on, I ended up hearing about the Audio Technica ATR 2100, I believe it was. I have it written down somewhere. And so, anyway, doing all that, I got to talking about audio editing. And I have known about Audacity for a long time and have never tried it. And I'm not sure exactly why that is, but finally yesterday, with a little encouragement, or is it coaxing? I'm not sure what the word is. I was told to just try it, just do it. Yeah, go get it. So I did, and I am quite amazed with how accessible it is on the Mac with VoiceOver. I'm still learning about it. I don't have tons of experience with audio editing other than quick and dirty, you know, cutting, pasting, deleting, whatever, splitting, joining, things of that nature, normalizing. And that is using an app called Fission, which is available from Rogue Amoeba and is also very accessible on the Mac. So Audacity opened up a whole can of worms for me in terms of what it is able to do in comparison with what I've been able to do in the past. And so I said, oh my goodness, I have a compressor. I have all these effects and things at my disposal now, and I need to learn about them. I didn't realize how many variables there are in setting up your compressor. And I didn't see that there was a limiter or a separate limiter option, and that may be that the compressor just has everything kind of baked in there, the compressor plugin. There were things to set like threshold and ratio and attack and delay, and some other thing that I'm not remembering at the moment, thing or things even. And I get the attack and delay thing, and the threshold, well, and the ratio, well, we're just going to have to play. Oh, yeah, and there was, like, a noise floor setting, I think, too. So it's just very interesting kind of getting into all this. And I'm amazed that, you know, Audacity is free, or I could pay around $200, I think it's $269, actually, for SoundForge for the Mac, which is also accessible. I imagine there must be some things that SoundForge does that Audacity doesn't. But at a quick glance, Audacity seems comparable. I know SoundForge has been around for a long time. I really don't know how long Audacity has been around, but I seem to remember hearing about it even like 2004 or 5, so it's been around a pretty good while. But that's what my yesterday was all about. I was just reading and learning and understanding and asking some questions here and there and all that kind of stuff. So it was one of those days. And that's about it for this boo. I can't think of anything else to contribute, and I will record something in a little while for today. So, we'll see you then.